Priestess, Perkei Mishnah Base 5-2. We now return to the topic of the Asham Talui. Here in the Mishnah, we're going to see that Rabbi Akiva, based on a drash from a pasuk, understands that just as if you are a mistapek, you're uncertain whether you did an avera for which there's a chiyav to bring a chatas, he holds similar when it comes to an asham. If you did an avera, then maybe you did, maybe you didn't obligate yourself to bring an asham, a guilt offering, bring the asham talui to suspend the consequences. So the case of our Mishnah here is going to be the asham me'ilos. Asham me'ilos you bring when you misappropriate hekdesh. So let's say, for example, the Beis Hamikdash had, you know, someone consecrated his steak to the Beis Hamikdash, and now there are two steaks, you know, sitting in the kitchen, and unbeknownst to the person who's eating the steaks, he thinks they're both heter. He eats one of the steaks, his roommate eats other steak, now the steaks are gone. Then it comes to our attention that one of the steaks were hekdesh. So now, if he knew for certain he ate the steak, he'd have to bring an asham me'ilos, which means the guilt offering that one brings for misappropriating consecrated property. In addition, he has to replace the cost of the steak plus a chomesh. So assuming that that steak was worth $4, he'd have to bring $5 total, $4 for the steak plus the chomesh, the fifth dollar as atonement. So it's $5 plus an asham me'ilos. Now, if he's not sure whether he ate the steak or not, so then he doesn't pay the money for sure, lahalacha, because everyone agrees, hamotz mechaver l'avara, you don't pay if you're not sure you owe money. As far as the asham goes, he doesn't know if he ate it, so he can't bring an asham me'ilos. The question is, what about asham tali? So we'll see here that Rabbi Akiva says yes, based on a drasha. He must bring an asham tali until he finds out the facts, like the case of a chatas. This is not lahalacha. Says the Mishnah inside, Rabbi Akiva, machayev al sfeik me'ilos asham tali. Rabbi Akiva requires a person to bring an asham tali in a situation where he's mistapek, he's uncertain whether or not he did the avir of maybe machayev him to bring an asham me'ilos. The Chacham Potrim, the Chacham say no such thing. There's no such application of the Asham Tali. It only applies to things that have a Chatas obligation. And that's that. The Halach is like the Chachamim, but we're going to be Mefalpel. We're going to discuss Rabbi Akiva Shita for this mission, really the next mission as well, to some degree. Now, Rabbi Akiva Shita is based on a drasha. The In Vayikra Hey, we have the parsha that talks about Asham Me'ilos, and when it ends, then it says, V'im nefesh kisechet vasis va'asosa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem ashalos ha'asena, Lo yada. So if a person, and here there's a vav, ve'im, the vav is the vav of chibur, which is the extra vav, which makes for the drasha. And see, so the first parsha, the Eliona, the higher one up, we're talking about the asham me'ilos. So now this tachton, the later one down on the chumash in the Sefer Torah, if you will, says you bring this behavi ayl tamim min tzon be'erkecha la'asham. So you bring this extra. If you didn't know, then the Asham Tali is brought. So, according to Rabbi Akiva, that Vav in the Ve'im comes to tell you that just as you, that the Asham Tali applies to what came before it, the Asham Me'ilos as well. And according to the Rambam, Perish Mishnayos, it applies to all the Ashamos. Okay. Acham do not darshan that Vav. They say that Vav doesn't, well, they say that Vav comes to teach something else. It comes to tell you that the amount of money you must pay for your Asham Tali is the same as the Asham Me'ilos. And that is, as the Chumash refers to it as Shkalim, the Shekel of the Chumash is the Sela of the Mishnah. And therefore, it's to tell you that you have to bring a ram, the Asham is always a ram, in the case of the Ashamos that are coming for sin. So that means the Asham Me'ilos, as well as the Asham Shif Harufa, the Asham Gzelos, and the Asham Tali, those four have to be worth at least two slime in Mishnah talk, shkalim in Chumash talk. The other two Ashamos can be less. Okay, now, Rabbi Akiva agrees that principle that you have to still pay two shkalim from the Torah, two slime from the Mishnah, for your Asham Talui. It's just he gets it from a different place. The Chum who do not hold the Vav say because there's a separate limud, a gezera shava, from the word mitzvos. The word mitzvos appears both in the parsha of Asham Talui and the parsha about the achatas, and that seems sort of superfluous. Those two mitzvos, because Yerushava tells you you only bring an asham talui, where you otherwise would have had to bring a chatas if you know you did it with certitude. Okay, that's the technical background there. Okay, the acham exempt. Now, Umodur Bekiva. Bekiva agrees that he says you have to bring an asham talui for the maybe fact that you did the eating of the me'il, did me'ila. But he agrees, she'ein mevi es me'ila so, ache tis vadalo. He doesn't have to bring the money for his misappropriation, so the $5, if you will, for the steak, until he knows for certain. V'yavi ima asham vaday. When and if and when he finds out he did eat the steak, that was the hektish steak, he did do mila, at that point, he certainly must bring the money that accompanies and really precedes even the asham me'ilos. So part of atonement requires repaying, as well as bring the asham me'ilos that he has to bring. So in other words, Kuntra Bekiva, he brings an asham talu now, and if he finds it later on, he did it, to bring asham vaday later on, asham me'ilos, and that has to be brought at the later time. It's accompanied by the payment. There is a discussion about Vakama. If it's just the keren, the $4, the value of the steak, that is ma'akev, or he can, or also the chomesh as well. Okay, that's a discussion. But anyways, so Rabbi Kiva agrees you have to bring the money, but only then. Before that, you're exempt. Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon says, wait a second. He agrees with Rabbi Kiva in principle that you have to bring an asham talui if you did a sin that, if you did it for certain, you would bring an asham me'ilos, but now you don't know if you did it for certain. He just says, listen, this doesn't make sense. You're bringing an asham, which is a ram, and the asham talui and the asham me'ilos is the exact same ram, the exact same everything. So why are you bringing a ram now and a ram later? Just bring one ram and bring it all tonight with a condition. Well, it's true that when it comes to chataos, you can't bring a conditional chatas and say, if I'm chai, bring it, and if not, not. You could, says Reb Tarfon, and everyone agrees this really, I mean, if you need to, bring a conditional asham. So bring the asham, that ram, and say, listen, if I need to bring a me'ilos, let it be with the me'ilos. And if I need to bring a tali, bring a tali. And then you bring one ram instead of two rams. Okay? Now, he'll have to agree, however, that you are, if you're bringing your ram as an asham me'ilos, you have to bring the money as well. So you have to bring $5 for your $4 steak, plus one ram with at least two slime of the Mishnah, and that ram is brought al tanai. If I need to bring, and this the Mishnah will say, describe it inside now explicitly. So it says the Mishnah inside. Reb Tarfon malaze mevi shtei ashamos. Why in the world does this guy bring two separate rams as a shamos? One now is an asham talim, one later is an asham me'ilos. Ella, yavi me'ila v'chumsha. First of all, let him just come to the base position now with his $5 in hand, five whatever, so $4 for the steak plus the fifth for the chomesh. V'yavi asham b'shnei slime. He should buy an asham that's worth the requisite amount, the two slime. V'yomar, and with that asham, that ram, he says, im vaday ma'alti, if indeed the steak that I ate in the story I described before was the hektish steak, so I did me'ila and I have to bring an asham me'ilos, zu milasi v'zu ashami. So then these $5 are coming to compensate for the $4 steak plus the chomesh, and this ram that I bring here should be an asham me'ilos, not an asham tali. V'im safek, and if I remain forever in doubt, never knowing whether the steak I ate was the hektish steak or the not hektish chulin steak, I don't know, then hama'os nadava, the $5 I'm bringing now, are not Karen and Chomesh, that is a gift to the Beis HaMikdash. They can have $5 as a gift. But Asham Talui and the ram that I'm bringing should be an Asham Talui, a suspending Asham, not an Asham Me'ilos of Vaday. Shememin Shehu Mevi Al Hoda, Mevi Al Lo Hoda. Because Tarfon observes that the exact same type of animal and way in which it's offered in the Beis HaMikdash is exactly the same, whether we're talking about an Asham Me'ilos or an Asham Talui, and therefore just make it as Al Tanai. Well, you can't do that for a chatas. You could do it for an asham.